Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. I'm Andy. I'll be your host as we go into episode 5, where we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of ourselves we truly desire to become. Now, the episode prior to this, episode 4, I spoke a little bit about my experience and the roadblocks I overcame, struggles that I went through, and some tips when it comes to overcoming them, where it really made a big difference in my life, and I was happy to share those with you. I'm really excited for this episode because we're going to speak about applying these things I speak about where it comes to identifying unconscious habits within ourselves and overcoming any struggles or blockages, and we do it through the vehicle of training. Now, it doesn't have to be with weights. It could be any physical exercise. However, I'm going to utilize weights as my vehicle purely because it is the perfect thing to really test your unconscious habits. And let me explain. There's two things that you normally feel when you do weights. You have struggle and pain. Now, for these two perfect scenarios is a training ground. I know it's training, but it's a training ground for testing your ability to not respond to the impulse. Now, obviously, you want to use common sense, so you're not just tearing your bicep off. You want to try and focus on not allowing the pain to deter you from trying again, pushing again, going for the next rep. Now, in this aspect, when I come to think about the past with me utilizing weights as an example to train my mind, I go into the set knowing the workout set, if you're not familiar with training. So I'm going in, I'm going to do a bunch of reps with a given weight. I go into it knowing and expecting that there's burn and I'm going to feel pain. Luckily for me, I know that training with weights, pain is an association I can attach to it that is of the good. It's not a bad thing. It's not like I'm getting injured. Now, to add to that as well, make sure your technique's good because you may be feeling actual pain from doing it incorrectly. I don't recommend that. But if you go into any kind of workout, you could be just doing a set of push-ups. You could be doing crunches. You could be going for a run. You could be skipping, deadlifting, anything at all, you know that there's going to be some discomfort in the activity that you're about to do. So that right there is the perfect opportunity to work on this. Why? Because you have the ability now to know that there's going to be discomfort, so it's controlled discomfort, and you get to work hard at seeing how long you can stay in that discomfort. So if I'm doing bicep curls, for example, I know there's going to be an uncomfortable moment. Now let's find it. I'm just going to keep curling until I reach it. And then I'm going to work as hard as possible while maintaining control on staying in that discomfort and not caving to the impulses to escape it. Now, here's a really cool byproduct. Your body changes. And you're doing it in a controlled environment where, yes, at any moment you can tap out, but you're going into the workout with an intention that's a little bit different to what I've ever heard out, but I tell you what, I do it all the time. And that is going into it knowing my objective is to see how long I can sustain the discomfort. And I'm not going to just stick by society's example of 10 to 12 repetitions, slow and controlled. Sometimes I get a little bit nasty. But I tell you what, the greatest thing ever is really being able to face the discomfort in this controlled medium called working out, understanding that there's going to be discomfort and pain and the burn, and you get to exercise that mental will of yours rather than just caving to the impulse of pain and going, nah, I'm done. I felt a slight discomfort. I'm going to quit now and I'm going to tell everyone I did really well and it was really hard. And hopefully they know then that I work out. Now, I don't recommend this. Why? Because usually it stagnates your progress heavily because you're only dipping your toe in the water of your own effort and your own ability. So maybe give this a shot. Go into your next workout and set the intention on whatever the exercises you're going to do that you're going to find the discomfort point of the workout, and you're going to see how long you can spend there without quitting. And you're going to really see, if you do it properly and you don't quit, that you've always had so much more potential than what you've been putting in. My favorite thing ever when I have a client come in and they say, yeah, I have heaps of experience. I've trained for years. Let's find out. I go into every session with that mindset. Let's find out. And I really love to test those people because it brings them back down to some ground level, or even better, it completely peels away this veil that they had about themselves and their potential. Next thing you know, they're doing so much more than they've ever done, found this new ability to push through discomfort, and their workouts have just been skyrocketing. And as a byproduct, their progress changes and you might even hit your goal quicker. Another note on working out when it comes to the mindset, there is always going to be days where you're tested the most and you feel drained. You feel just shitty, you're frustrated, you're antsy, and you just can't be bothered in general. You probably can't even bother talking to anybody. And the last thing you want to do is put yourself through strenuous exercise. So if you feel down, exhausted, drained, and this seems to be the common pattern in your life, you just can't be bothered, and you just want to do all the nice lazy tasks, my recommendation is always make time for the workout. I don't care what it is. Mate, there's been plenty of times I've done 5-minute workouts on the days I just could not be bothered. They turned out to be extremely challenging because of how they were structured. However, I was always left after the workout feeling so accomplished, energized, happy that I went and actually did it, even though I didn't feel like doing it. And this is my biggest point of this video. Just like the other past videos and episodes, I talked about habits and impulses. And this is a very, very big habit that we have of caving to the impulse of listening to how we feel and letting that dictate our actions. The beautiful part is you're the controller. You can feel something and still go and do the action that you want to do. Because in the end, if you feel a certain way and you're like, I really want to work out, but there you go. Don't intercept it with the but to validate how you feel. You feel a certain way, you go into your workout to do the best effort that you can for that day. Doesn't need to be world record breaking or personal best shattering or setting. You just go in there and you focus on moving your body and working on getting away from feeling so down, drained, agitated. It's great for anger because it's a perfect vehicle once again to channel that intense energy into. And you'll always be left feeling settled, especially when you channel that energy into the workout. And honestly, sometimes if you're setting the intention to chase the discomfort, channeling some energy that is quite intense into that very well can help you get through the discomfort and is used in a proactive manner rather than a destructive manner, which is very commonplace, where training can really be a great substitute for that and a new normal. So consider training as a vehicle for you and work on doing it each week. If you can do it daily, if you need to split it up because you're sore, adapt yourself to a routine that suits you. But most importantly, go out and challenge yourself. A workout is the vehicle for that. If you're feeling down, you do a workout, push yourself to the best of your ability in that moment, and you'll be left feeling a little bit higher up in your energy, and you'll feel accomplished and proud because you went and did it when you didn't feel like doing it. And it's a great avenue to test your mental ability to push through discomfort. When you really do that, sometimes, and I've had this many times, I'll be left laughing after a set. I've just absolutely annihilated myself because I stuck out that discomfort for as long as possible till I literally could not hold it any longer. And I tell you what, sometimes I'm left laughing because I just can't believe how ridiculous it is. However, consider my words today. I know it can help. It has helped me tremendously and is partly the reason why I unify mental and training together, because you're kind of getting two birds with one stone. Not that I like to kill birds. It's just a saying, all right? Because you get to challenge yourself mentally and physically, and as a byproduct, you look nice. You feel good. Your energy increases and your vitality is high because you're helping your body stay strong, healthy, and fit. That can lead into a multitude of things like nutrition, recovery, meditation if you're lucky. They're all connected. See where you're lagging in those avenues. Consider training. Thank you for listening once again. I'll see you on the next episode, episode 6. Now we're going to start to get people on so they can share their story. I've got amazing people that I'm going to get on here for this show, and I'm really excited. So I'll see you on the next one.